Okay, today we continue with our daily dose of Mishnah, Maseches Vachim Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, where the Mishnah teaches that Yossi ben Choni Omer, Yossi says in the name of Choni, Hanishchotin L'shem Pesach L'shem Chatos Psulim, that if you have an animal that is slaughtered for a Pesach or a Chatos, it's going to be considered to be Pasul. So what does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain that the halacha is that you can actually invert these. You can bring one for the sake of the other. And the way the Gemara explains it, as the Bartanur points out, that is that Upoliga Tanakama, Dimas Nisin, the Amar called Vachan Shizuk Shalanshbang Shirin, the Amar Ihu Vachel Shatim Lashim Pesach, Ulashim Chatas. And he disagrees with that point and holds that, in fact, in those cases, it's going to be disqualified. Shimon Achi Azaria Omer Shachlan L'shem Gava Mehem Kshirim L'shem Namuch Mehem Sulum. So he says that no, that actually depends whether you elevate or decrease the level of the sanctity of the carbon. If you bring it, let's say, there are different categories of carbonos, as detailed as we will, God willing, eventually get there in the fifth parak of Maseches Svachim, Parak Yezum Koman, as we recite during the morning section of carbonos. So we know that there's Kachim Kachim and Kodshei Kodshim, and there are differences in terms of the place of the Shechita and the place of the Zrikas Hadam, and so on and so forth. And so the halacha is, in other words, where you eat it, etc. So the halacha is that according to Shimon Achi Azaria, Shimon the brother of Azaria, that if you shech the korban for a higher korban, a korban that, let's say, you go up, you have it in mind for kachi kachim, so then you've elevated, right? Malin b'kodesh v'moridin, as it were, right? We ascend in sanctity, we don't descend, and therefore it's going to be kasher. So if you go downward, it's no good. As the Mishnah continues to elaborate, kitzad, how so? Kachi kachim sheshachatan l'shim kachim kalim psulim. If you shecht kodshei kodshim for the sake of kodshim kalim, then it's going to be possible. Kodshim kalim sheshachlan l'shima kodshei kodshim k'shirim. So again, fundamentally disagreeing, it would appear, with the first Mishnah. However, he distinguishes between whether you go up or go down in terms of the kavana that you have vis-a-vis the level of the korban. Continues the Mishnah, Habachor v'hamaser sheshachatan l'shem shlamim. If you have a firstborn or the tenth animal that have to be given as a korban, and you shech them as a shlamim kshirim, the halach is that they are kosher. So again, this is part of the notion that we can sometimes, even if accidentally, as it were, substitute another korban, which is reminiscent of a shlamim, with a shlamim, that we may not fulfill our obligation of that particular korban, but at least I can bring it as a korban shlamim. U'shlamim sheshachtan l'shem b'chor l'shem maser psulin. However, if you go from shlamim to b'chor or maser, it's possible. Why? Because shlamim is a more generic category. Anything, right? Many of these korbanos can be brought also as a shlamim, but a korban shlamim cannot be brought as a b'chor. You cannot fulfill your obligation. It can't even fit that category, because the b'chor and maser are contingent upon certain historical events that preceded it, and they're not included in the generic category of shlamim. Rather, the generic category of shlamim encompasses them, right? In other words, that they don't qualify as a shlamim, and therefore, in this case, they're going to be pasul. Yasher koach on Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis.